worship him wherever you are. Worship his name. Worship his name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we worship. Put your hands together for Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. How many of you are happy to be here today? Can I see your excitement if you know you are happy? Amen. 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 This is a special moment in your life where God will speak to every negative situation. And of course, you know, when God speaks, everything must hear you. No matter how big that thing is, no matter how strong that thing is, they must hear the voice of God. So therefore, they release God's word into your situation. May the Lord that serve bring peace, bring calmness in Jesus' name. Bow down your heads and hold yourself before his presence and ask him to make you fit for his word that is about to come. Purge yourself of every pollution, every negative thought, anything that does not glorify God in your heart, in your mind. Do away with them right now and be ready to receive from Jesus. Ask God to take away every distraction from your heart. Ask him to bring healing, deliverance, bring victory in your life. Any area that you are found wanting, let that area be correct. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Clap for Jesus, Master. Is that clap for my Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today I want to mess you up with God's word.
Oh yes.
How many of you want to be messed up with God's word? Let me see your hand. May your life be transformed as you hear this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What I'm about to teach you today is going to produce miracles, not just a miracle, miracles in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray God gives you the grace to understand what he is about to say.
Amen.
I want to speak to us today on what I titled our faith. Our faith. Faith that is ours. Our faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we go to the book of Hebrew, chapter 12, popular scripture? Yet today will not be popular anymore. Why? Because one verse can contain a lot of revelation. And I know I've preached from that verse so many times, but today God has something special to say from that verse. Are you ready? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Please, do you have amplified version? I want you to read for me from different versions so that we can be clarified of what the verse is trying to say. Hebrews chapter 12, verse what? Verse what? Verse what? Verse what?
2.
Verse 2. Yes, quickly.
I'm reading from NIV.
Okay, start from there.
It says, let us fix our eyes
on who?
Jesus.
On Jesus.
The author.
The author.
And perfecter.
And what?
Perfecter.
And perfecter of what?
Of our faith.
Of our faith. Another version?
King James Version.
Okay.
Looking unto Jesus.
Looking unto Jesus.
The author and finisher of our faith.
The author and what?
Finisher
of our what?
Faith.
For faith. Another, do you have another version?
Amplified version. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus.
To Jesus. From all that will distract. Meaning, your eyes focus on Him. No distraction. No distraction.
Who is the leader?
Who is what?
The leader.
The leader.
And the source of our faith.
And the source of our what?
Faith.
Any other version? Do you have any other version there?
Yes, sir.
Which version is that? I want us to read from different versions so that you get. There is a particular version that says, looking unto Jesus, the founder. I don't know what version is that. Sir? ELV. So, that version says, looking unto Jesus, our what? Founder. Is the founder and the perfecter of our what? Of our faith. Did you notice that the verse did not say Jesus is the founder and perfecter of faith? No. It says the founder and the perfecter of what? Our faith. It's our own. Our faith. He's the founder and it's also what? The perfecter of our faith. This means without Jesus you can have faith but not a perfected faith. You need Jesus to perfect your faith. Absence of Jesus you can have faith, but the difference is that faith will not be perfect. I've already started. If you miss it, I don't think you can catch up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So He is the founder and the perfecter of not just faith, but our faith. So you that you are listening to me today, there is faith in you. There is faith in you. Why that faith is not producing result is because it's not yet perfected. When your faith is perfected, you do wonders. When your faith is perfected, your faith becomes usable. When you have a car that is parked in your compound and it's not working, if you are asked, do you have a car, you raise your hand. Is it working? You put down your hand. So having faith is not what matters alone, but having faith that is perfected. Faith that can move. Faith that is not in one place, but can move. Jesus said you can move mountain, not with your hand, not with bulldozer, not with machine. You can move mountain with your faith. So if your faith is not moving, how can it move mountain? Am I talking to somebody that said?
Yes, sir.
So Jesus, the Bible cannot tell us he is the perfecter of our faith if our faith is perfected. And from the beginning, the Bible is telling you that you already have faith. Because for the verse to say our faith, it means it is residential in us. But why you need Jesus is for him to perfect it. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
This means the faith you have now, wherever you got it from, only you know. All I know is it has to be perfected. And the one who can do that is the founder. Another person says author. You know what author is? Is the beginner. Another person says leader. He is the originator. The word finisher there is the word perfection. One that starts and finish. So two things Jesus do. He is the founder of our faith. And number two, he is the I want you to settle that in your heart. He is the founder of our faith. And he is also the perfecter of our what? Of our faith. Ask your neighbor, do you have faith? I can't hear you. Do you have faith?
Do you have faith?
Do you have faith?
Do you have faith?
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Do you have faith?
Do you have faith?
If at all you have faith.
If at all you have faith.
You need the founder to perfect it.
You need the founder to perfect it.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Why do you need the founder? Because only the founder knows how to perfect it. Only the author of a book knows how to explain it better. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? Let me give you an example that will help you to understand what I'm trying to say. I am the founder of this ministry. No matter how you know this ministry, you cannot know it more than me. Is it true? Is it true? Is it true? So that's what I'm trying to say. So whatever God wants to do through this ministry, who does he look for? He looks for the founder. And inside the founder, he finds the followers. Meaning when you locate the founder, it's not only the founder he locates followers. That is why there was a time I was pregnant, like a pregnant woman. And what was in my womb was this ministry. Hallelujah. So every one of you, I carried you in my womb. Hallelujah. Because at that time you were not here physically, but you were in my womb spiritually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You being here seated was being determined by my self-delivery. I didn't mean there was complication in the delivery. You won't be here. Hallelujah. Whatever you have received from this ministry, whether healing, deliverance, breakthrough that you have received here, is because someone successfully delivered you. Am I teaching somebody right here? Oh my God. Now, God has three parts. When you hear God, God has what? Three parts. We have God the Father, we have God the Son, and we have God the Holy Spirit. Now listen to me carefully. These three dimensions, three parts of God, have their own season of operation. What do I mean by that? When you read your Bible from Genesis, which is the Old Testament, all the books of the Old Testament, you don't get to see Jesus walking there. What you see is God the Father operating. Meaning that was the season God the Father was operating. And when you see the operation of God the Father, is very strict. Am I communicating? It's a strict father. So he has to bypass Jesus and try to like talk to man. But it was very difficult for man to understand him. Okay, he said he wants to give you 10 commandments. And it seems as if the 10 commandments are now producing more sins in you. Why? Because he's trying to give you his level and you cannot contain his level. Am I communicating? Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
So it seems God was mysterious to man in the Old Testament. No matter how man tried to understand God, it looks confusing. Hallelujah. So God, the Father, operated in the Old Testament. From Genesis to Malachi, you don't get to see Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All you get to see is God, 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 God. God appeared to Moses. God spoke to something. God spoke to all of them. Is God that is operating. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
He continued till Jesus was born. When Jesus was born, then God drew back and allow Jesus to operate. Now Jesus lived for 33 years fulfilling his ministry. And by the time he was done, he also stepped back and allowed another dispensation, another part of God to begin to operate, which is the Holy Ghost. So today we are in the days of the Holy Ghost. Well, you don't move like with Jesus like Peter, but you move with Jesus in person of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Where Jesus does not walk into your house physically, but he walks into your house via the Holy Ghost. That is why before he left, he told the disciples, don't be confused. When I tell you I'm going to leave you, it's not I'm going to leave you forever. No. Someone is coming, but don't think we are different. Everything I taught you is what he will come and repeat it. If there is anything he will tell you, is from my revelation. So you still have me in another form. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So now, you talk about God the Father, you talk about God the Son, you talk about God the Holy Spirit. Among these three parts of God, the one who gave birth to faith is Jesus Christ. He is the founder and the perfecter of our faith. Am I talking to somebody right here? Am I communicating to somebody right here? So the faith you see that is being spoken in the book of Hebrew is not the same faith Abraham had. The faith you see in the book of Hebrew is not the same faith Moses had. The faith Moses used to divide the Red Sea is not the faith the book of Hebrew is talking about. This means before Jesus came here, the faith in the book of Hebrew wasn't in existence. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, Papa.
May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say, may He give you understanding in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May He give you understanding in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? Before my delivery of this ministry, this ministry wasn't in existence, right? The same thing, before Jesus came, this faith wasn't in existence. Because He is the founder. That's what the Bible says. Are we together? Are we together? So the faith Hannah had that produced Samuel is not the faith that Jesus produced. Her faith was gotten from Eli's sermon. But your own faith is gotten from Jesus' sermon. Am I communicating? Are we together? This means our faith is more greater than the faith in the Old Testament. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? One day, Jesus and His disciples were moving and He caused a fig tree. When He caused the fig tree, Jesus moved and went His way. The Bible says the following day as they were coming back, the disciples saw. They said, Jesus, come and see. The fig tree you caused yesterday has withered. Did you notice that they were the ones that called Him to come and see? That means Jesus didn't go there to see whether it has happened or not. Because as far as Jesus was concerned, He has finished with the tree yesterday. You see how we think we have faith, but we don't have faith. Meaning, at the time Jesus was causing the fig tree, what was going through the mind of Peter is that we will see. We will confirm. We will confirm whether He walk or not. So early in the morning as they are walking, they say, thank God we are passing through that same road. We will see whether that tree, something has changed or not. Yet the one who released the word did not even bother to check. When you pray in faith, you don't wait for result. You already have result. Don't think you have faith. What you have may be something that looks like faith. Maybe it's hope. Wish. Some of you use wish to pray to God. And wishes cannot get to God. When you wish something, it may happen or it may not happen. When you pray in faith, there is nothing like no for an answer. There is nothing like maybe. As an answer. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? So imagine the kind of faith these disciples have. Now Jesus, when they showed the tree to Jesus, Jesus turned and said, have faith in God. It took me 3 weeks to understand that word. Have faith in God. Don't think you understand. Have faith in what? In God. I had to pray and ask God, what's the meaning of this statement you said to them? Have faith in God. Is it that they should have faith on God or what? Then the Holy Ghost opened my eyes to know why he said that and the meaning of what he said. The meaning of have faith in God is saying, while you are in God, have your own faith. While you are in God, have your own faith. After having a place in God, have your own faith and allow Jesus to perfect it. That is why, until you sit down and search the scriptures for yourself, faith will not come. That means you have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You have to do it for yourself. So don't rely and say, I want to have faith in God. Let the faith God has. For your information, God doesn't have faith. God doesn't what? God doesn't have faith. God doesn't have faith. God doesn't have faith. Listen to me. God doesn't what? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. God is not a believer. He believes who? God is not a believer. God is not a born again believer. Born again, how? How can he be born again? Born from what to what? God is not a believer. God doesn't have faith. And God is not born again. River is leading to the sea. So if he has faith, where is his faith leading him to? If his faith is leading him somewhere, that place he's leading him to is the God over God. Hallelujah. So he can't have faith. He can't have. Am I talking to somebody right here? Am I communicating? Oh, faith can be gotten through one means. It's when you sit down, study the word of God, hear God's word, like you're hearing me now, then you get what? Faith. Do you think God sit down to read the Bible? I'm asking you a question. How do you think God sit down and read the Bible to have faith? No. He doesn't do that. Is that clear? Is that clear? Is that clear? Faith is who he is. So when he talks faith. When he walk faith. When he acts faith. He doesn't need to look for faith. He doesn't need to search for faith. It's what he's already. He is the faith. Let me put it that way. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? Are we together? You as a Christian, you pray. God doesn't pray. If he prays to who? Because you pray for 2 things. To get something and to develop yourself. How can God pray? To get something from who? To develop himself from where to where? From small to big? What are you saying? He doesn't pray. God doesn't pray. You are the one that pray. The reason why you walk crazily, begin to speak in tongues crazily, is because what is in him has bounced on you and is bigger than you. So it makes you crazy. The Bible says, he that is filled with the Holy Ghost is like one who is drunk with wine. You know how a drunkard moves. A drunkard is being controlled under the influence of what? Alcohol. You see him talking, when he talks, you just know alcohol is talking. Not him. He is sleeping somewhere. Alcohol is the one talking. If it sings to you, it is alcohol singing. That's why you can find them in the gutters. To them, alcohol has taken them home. Hallelujah. If they are sleeping in the gutter to the alcohol, he has taken them home. Hallelujah. So when that themselves wake up, then they will realize this is not my house. Because all along you have been sleeping. Alcohol is the one working. Am I talking to somebody right here? The same thing when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. It is the nature of God which supersedes the nature of man, dropping in your spirit and making you act abnormal. Holy Ghost filled Christians are not normal people. We are abnormal. Tell your neighbor, we are abnormal. We don't talk normal. We don't act normal. There is nothing normal in taking money out of the mouth of a fish. It's not normal. There is nothing normal in saying someone has died 4 days in the tomb. You say, roll the stone. It's not normal. It's not normal. Am I communicating? The disciples were flogged in the name of Jesus, and they went about rejoicing because they have been flogged. They are not normal people. I thought when you are flogged, you cry. They are flogged and they are laughing. They are dancing. So now the one that did the flogging is now the one that has become a fool. Imagine you finish flogging someone, you expect the person to cry, and he's dancing. Won't you look like a fool? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's like sitting a madman and you're advising him. The madman may sit down quietly listening to you. He may be nodding his head as you advise him. But don't think he's entry. As you advise him, you will do exactly opposite of what you are saying while you are talking. So it's not a normal person. The same way when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are not normal. Am I communicating? Now, in conclusion, Jesus came, fulfilled his ministry, and left. But can I tell you something? There is one thing that bothers Jesus. Up to today, is bothering him. Can I reveal to you? Up to today, is bothering Jesus. Right this second is disturbing Jesus. Right this second is disturbing Jesus. He doesn't have any worries, any trouble, anything. The only thing that disturbs Jesus is one thing. And let me show you Luke chapter 18, verse 8.
Luke chapter 18, verse 8. And it says,
yes,
I tell you,
He
will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes,
when the Son of Man comes, look at his worry.
Will he find faith on the earth?
That's the only worry of Jesus. Anytime he is to come to this earth, His only problem is, will I still come and find faith on earth? Remember, he is the founder of the faith. And only he knows what he went through during delivery. You know, if you are beating a child, it may not pain you. Like the mother. Am I saying that right? Am I saying that right? It may not what? Pain you like the what? Like the mother. So now, Jesus being the founder of faith, he's the one that conceived faith and gave birth to faith. So his only disturb is, when I reach heaven there, if I am to come tomorrow, will I still find what I delivered intact, without some piece being destroyed, without some parts being destroyed? I'm not communicating. It's like I give you a brand new car and I travel. I say, hold this car for me. And I say, when I come back, will I still find the car in good shape the way I gave it to you? This means that the faith you have today, even though it's your faith, but know that there is a founder somewhere. And he wants you to make use of that faith very well. Am I communicating? Are we together? Anywhere you go on earth, you can't find anyone that will perfect your faith except Jesus. Jesus is the one that will what? Perfect your faith. So from today, never say, I don't have faith. You have faith. If it's not working, you need the founder to perfect it. You need the founder to what? To perfect it. You need the founder to what? How does Jesus perfect your faith? Is how he led the disciples through the same road that he caused the fig tree. Do you think it was an error? It was a deliberate move. Why did he pass with them through that exact tree? He wanted them to see that indeed you can speak a word and go home, sleep, and have it coming to pass. Just like a farmer who goes to the farm, sow his seed, and goes home and start planning for harvest. Even though he didn't see anything germinating. That's how you use your faith. Am I communicating to somebody right here? Are we together? Somebody call me on phone. Is there? Hello? Man of God, I need your prayer. I say, okay, what is it? Say, I'm working with so organization, and then they have just terminated my contract for no just reason. I said, okay, don't worry. Go. Next week you resume. Hallelujah. Next week you what? You resume. On Monday, 6 a.m., he woke me from my bed. The man of God, it's already the week now. Why didn't they come? I'm saying, Now, did he believe? No. Did he believe? No. He's trying to uproot the seed and check whether it's growing. Am I communicating? Faith doesn't work like that. Faith doesn't work like that. You have to speak the word and turn your back. Faith doesn't work like that. Am I communicating? That's why you pray and you don't get answers, is because you are waiting for results. Don't wait for result. Receive the result when you pray. If you enter your room, kneel down and you say, God, give me a car. Walk out of that room rejoicing. When they ask you, say, I've received my car. You see the faith people use. If I say I will walk with people's faith, nothing will happen. not you not hear one testimony. People don't have faith. They think they have faith. It's hope they have. Yeah, I'm hoping if I come this Sunday, if it doesn't happen, maybe next week. Am I communicating? They have hope. They have wish. It's not faith. So when I come to pray for some people, I see them, they are desperate. I believe. Right down, sir. I look at their spirit, no faith. No what? It's anxiety that is there. They are anxious. Anxiety. And when you are anxious, you don't get from God. Faith makes you to relax. Listen to me. Let me repeat myself. Faith makes you to what? Relax. If you are still worried after you pray, you don't have faith. If you are still disturbed about the same thing you pray, it's not faith. It's not faith you use. Once you pray with faith, the next thing you relax because you know it is already done. Have I talked to somebody right here?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes, sir.
May God help you. May God give you understanding of His word. May God cause His face to shine upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I pray may the Lord complete this message. I have not finished my message. I have not even gotten to quarter. Not even half. But time will not permit me. May God complete what I have started. May God give you light where there is darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jump over feet. Oh, Sata. Ta-i-ka-po-ta-anai. Inamasi. Kato-pre-kati-kata. Empi-ni-kato-ka. Are we ready? I want us to pray. I have some prayer points here. I want us to pray. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Don't ask for faith. You don't. It's wrong to ask for faith. You already have faith. What you are lacking is the perfection of that faith. Are we together? So you are going to pray right there where you are standing. Ask the Lord God to perfect your faith. Make it complete. Another word for perfection is to make it complete, intact, without doubt, without worry. Say, my father, oh God, I pray today, perfect my faith, so I'll begin to use it for your glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Perfect my faith, Lord.
Like the test, give me Baba Post, give me Baba Post.
In Jesus' mighty name,
we pray.
Amen.
You are going to pray so that you will have faith in God.
I explained to you what having faith in God means.
You know, when you don't have data in your phone, you can connect through hotspot and use. It's not your data. It's not your data.
And you can as well have your own data and use.
So what Jesus meant by have faith in God, have your own faith while you are in God, so that I will perfect it. God is a house. And you can have faith when you are in Him. But only Jesus can perfect it. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You are going to pray. Say, Lord, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Give me the grace. To have faith in God. Let me have faith in God. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In Jesus' mighty name,
we pray.
Amen. Lastly, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for the last prayer?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You are going to ask God to make your faith to work from today. Don't be satisfied with having a faith that is not working. Pray for God to make your faith work.
Oh yes.
Work.
Say, my father.
I pray. Let the faith that is in me
be activated.
Let it begin to move mountains.
Lord, my father. Let the faith in me be activated, Lord Jesus. Let it begin to move mountains, Lord Jesus. Let the faith in me be activated.
Let it be. Matthew chapter 9 verse 22. And it says, Jesus turned and saw her.
Yes.
Take heart, daughter.
Take heart, daughter.
He said, Your faith has healed you.
Your faith has healed you. Your what?
Faith.
Your faith has what?
Healed.
Has what?
Healed.
Is your faith strong enough to heal you? This, I don't know for you, but this is a concern. Is your faith strong enough to heal you? make my faith strong this moment in this service. Make my faith what?
Strong.
Make my faith what?
Strong.
Make my faith what?
Strong.
Open your mouth and fire that prayer.
Make my faith strong.
Make my faith strong, Lord.
Put your hands together for the name of the city.
Hallelujah. Tell never, say never.
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 Are you blessed by the word?
Are you blessed by the word?
Answer your neighbor. Answer your neighbor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. Some of I pray for you. All right. Right now, I'm in a place in the realm of the spirit, and I see it written on a signboard like Benue State.
Yes, I'm from Benue State.
You are from Benue State.
Yes.
Now, I get to a place, a location, and then I see a charm that is buried. I don't know if you have noticed. Because what I'm seeing right now, I'm being taken in the name of the spirit. When the charm was placed, and I hear the words that was said when the charm was planted. It's like, are we together?
Yes, sir.
It's like, let this woman's children have delayed marriage.
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
It's true.
Are you expressing something like that?
Yes, sir, in your family.
In your family?
Yes, sir.
It's true.
Yes, sir.
God for Jesus. Now, it's. I hear. Now, listen to me. This person said three things. The person said three things. The person said what? The person said what?
Three
things. The person said what?
Three things.
The person said
three things.
Three things. And number one. Number one statement the person said is, let them have delay in marriage. If at all they marry, let them not stay in marriage.
It's true, sir. Yes, sir, it's true.
You have to follow me as I say this, because yes, I'm hearing the person saying it. It's either delay marriage, or if at all they marry, let them not stay in marriage. Then the number two statement he said, if they should, instead of to get married, let them remain single and just be having children.
It's true, sir.
Three statements, dangerous statement. This person uttered. What I'm telling you, I'm right there, 19. It's a very long time I'm hearing what the person said.
Three decrees. Decrees.
The Lord said, I should lay hands on you. That chain must be broken.
Amen.
You are not sent that anywhere.
Amen.
You are not sent that anywhere.
Amen.
Take some steps forward. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Stop. If I be a true prophet,
yes,
let hands on you.
Oh, yes.
Let things turn around.
Amen.
Let things turn around.
Amen.
How many are you in your family?
Oh, we are 7.
We are 7?
Yes.
How many have gotten married?
We all, but no one stays. And then the suffering will make you leave. Or the man will pursue you, or the mother, you know. Husband died, 2 of them.
Not the husband died?
Their husband is dead, 2 of my other ones.
Their husbands?
Yes, they died.
Oh my God. Did you see that? See, 2 of our elder sisters, the husband died. So now, it's going on in the family, but they may not know where it is coming from. That's where the prophetic is very important. So the person said they will not enjoy anything like marriage. So the affliction will come in every area. One affliction or the other. If you notice, every one of you have one challenge, maritally or the other.
Yes, sir. True.
It's just that at the end of the day, when they look at all of you, nobody is happy marriage.
No one.
Raise your hand. Yes.
Oh yes.
Back in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You evil decree.
Fire.
I command you right now.
Amen.
You put them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I get your bloodline right now in the name of the Spirit.
Amen.
I edit that decree.
Amen.
I counter it with a new decree.
Amen.
Things begin to work.
Amen.
Now the voice that will be working there is the voice you just heard now.
Amen.
That voice has been
nullified. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, all of you seeing changes. One after
another. Amen.
You are not celebrating here. I decree over your life.
Yes.
Things will change in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said things will change in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Raise your twins. Look at that. Raise your twins. Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, but I see a business.
Yes, sir.
Are you into business?
Yes, sir.
But this business is not moving the way it's supposed to move.
Yes, sir.
It's like you invest, what you invest is not what comes out.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
This is shortage.
Yes, sir.
Something will happen.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Now, what you need is the boosting. The business needs to be boosted.
Yes, sir.
It's what I'm saying to you. God will intervene.
Amen.
Because I see in the realm of the Spirit, you are born to be a wealthy person.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Well, you know, devil doesn't rest. That's why we are not resting also.
Yes, sir.
He will always come. So I walk in when he comes, we destroy. When he comes, we destroy. That's easy. You can't kill him. You can't kill the devil. You can't kill him. You just have to stop him here. If he comes again, you stop him. brother to you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. This person is intelligent.
My brother.
Very intelligent.
Yes, sir.
Very brilliant. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I'm seeing this person. He loves studies.
Yes, sir. That's my brother.
He's a brother.
Yes, sir.
Love with Jesus. He loves. And when I touched your chest, I just saw him in the realm of the spirit. The Lord said, I should pray for him. His destiny is very bright. Because I see him, he's destined to be a doctor.
Yes, sir. Is that clear, sir?
Huh? He's destined to be a doctor.
He's looking for admission for over 4 years in Abuja.
He's looking for what?
Admission, medicine and surgery.
Medicine and surgery?
Yes, sir.
For over what?
4 years.
4 years.
My father gave money, $500,000 to give him admission, but he never gave him.
They didn't give him?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that is the young man.
Jesus.
That is, he called me around 12 o'clock that he wants to see the prophets today.
Today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now listen to me. This person has a very bright future. He's born to be a doctor. He's born to be a what? A doctor. But the devil doesn't want that to take place. But don't worry, I pray for you. Once I touch you now, his ways will be open. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done. Stand up. Your business will move forward. See me after the service. Your business will move forward. Amen. And your brother's way has been
open.
You are not celebrating Jesus. Stand up.